Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Here again a portion of the gospel reading which we just heard. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This is God's words. Please be seated. Today, all over our nation and throughout much of the world, children and adults woke or will awake in anticipation. Most children will grow ever more impatient as they wait for breakfast, perhaps a car ride, and anything else that needs to be done before they can dig in and start tearing apart wrapping paper. Most adults will delight in seeing the faces and the reaction of whoever is opening whatever gift they have given. Most of these gifts are given because the giver knows or at least has a good idea that the person they're giving this gift to wants what is contained in the package. But alas, despite all this, there will be those who are disappointed. For those disappointed today, there are several reasons why. Maybe the giver just misunderstood what I wanted to begin with. Or maybe the person needs the gift, they don't really want it as a gift. Maybe they think it's okay. It's just not that thing that I really wanted. Not that thing that would really make me happy today. Or perhaps, in the worst case, they show contempt for a heartfelt gift that a loved one spent time and effort making. Perhaps this child even tops off their contempt with a quip about how stupid this gift is when all I wanted, was some toy that would mean nothing in 2 or 3 days. And if we're honest with ourselves, I'm sure that we have all been every one of these 4 people and probably others that I haven't mentioned. On the other hand, there are those who will be elated with what they open. In fact, whatever it is that they open, they'll be so happy with that gift that they will not care about anything else they have opened or will open that day. Perhaps you remember getting that gift. I know I do. But what made that gift so spectacular for me, other than wanting it very badly, is that there was no expectation that it was coming. My parents said that it was too expensive. They said that we didn't need it. They knew what was in store for me, but my brother and I did not. And as great a feeling as it was to get that gift, it's now gone and never to be recovered. While that Nintendo that my brother and I were given in the late 80s may have had a lasting impact on how it made me feel, it isn't the best gift I've ever been given. Since then, I've been given several things, whether at birthdays or Christmas or just something random out of the blue, that were much more useful and much more helpful. In today's text, John tells us of the best gift ever given. But before we get there, let's see what John says as he goes to the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of the world. Here in this text, we're given a brief reminder and recap of the creation of the world, and included in this is the fact that the Word is life. He is, in fact, the light. You may remember in our Advent services, we sang the hymn of light. It's called the Fos Hilaron, or in English, joyous light of glory. In the service of evening prayer, we confess that Jesus Christ is the light of the world and that He is the light that no darkness can overcome. Congregations holding Easter vigil services will light the Christ candle, and from that, much like we did last night, will light candles, and then the pastor and any assistants will distribute this light to the congregation. And finally, the candle bearer will process the congregation into the sanctuary, chanting the light of Christ. Now, this isn't an ascription that we have made up as the church. In Psalm 119, we read, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." The evangelist John writes about the light. John the Baptist came to bear witness about this light. And finally, Jesus Himself describes Himself in John 8, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." On this day, we celebrate the birth of the Word which was made flesh. We rejoice in Him as the true light, which brings light to everyone. Sadly, as you may have noticed in our text this morning, even though He made the world did not know Him. Even though He came to His own chosen people, they did not receive Him. The Creator came to His creation, and He was cast aside. The world attempted to douse and pour water on this light. In the Garden of Eden, after the fall, Adam and Eve hide from God. In the days of Noah, when he was building the ark, they ignored God, even as He spoke through His prophet Noah. In the days of the divided kingdom, God's chosen people worshipped false gods and eventually found themselves as exiles. And even still, God sought them out. He had compassion on them. And even when Ahaz refuses to obey God, when told to ask for anything as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven, even then God sought to have Ahaz repent of his evil and trust in Him. And more than that, He gave the promise that the virgin would conceive and bear a son, Emmanuel, God with us. These people were all like the child that opens a heartfelt gift from their grandmother, crinkles their nose and looks at her and says, "Why did you think I would want something like that?" The reality is, however, that this is the same response our sinful nature gives God when He provides us with the light. Our Lord brings to us the best gift that could ever be given, that is salvation, and we react like a spoiled brat. That's because we don't like to admit that at our core we don't want God to be God. We want me to be God. We would like to be our own authority in our own lives. We like to be the master of our own destiny. We would like to dwell in the darkness, perfectly content with being willfully ignorant of our sinfulness and any need we have for salvation. We don't like it when the law of the light exposes our sin. And so when the light comes, those in the dark try to escape it. The light comes and gives His signs that He is the Word made flesh. He boldly states the I Am statements in the Gospel of John. After all, He is the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection and life, the way, the truth and the life, and the true vine. In short, He is the source and provider of all good things. And the people He came to save run from Him in response. All throughout the world today, people will celebrate Christmas, but many will ignore Christ. They'll ignore the Word, the light of the world. They'll either pretend He doesn't exist, or perhaps even worse, They'll accept, they will think that he accepts them just the way they are, warts and all. After all, isn't God just a senile old grandpa that ignores all the wickedness that we do and instead sneaks us candies out of his pocket? You are who you are you not? Who is he to say that I should change who I am? But remember what is said about those who do receive him, those who do believe in his name. To these he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So do you believe in Jesus Christ? That he is the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds? That he is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father by whom all things were made? Do you believe that for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man? That he was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried? Do you believe that on the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and that he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead? If you believe this, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came to earth to save sinners of whom you are, then you have received him. John's purpose in writing his gospel, that is, that you would believe in Jesus Christ, the purpose is fulfilled. For you and all who believe in this Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins and your redemption from the consequences of have been given the right to become children of God. And for all of us who are children of God, be comforted. This was not something that rests and relies on you, your will, your action, your choice. It is something that comes from God as a gift. After all, John writes that we do not become children of God through the will of man, or from being born to a certain people group, or having a certain and right bloodline. We become children of God because God makes us his child. This joyous fact is something we sing and celebrate. God's own child, I gladly say it. I am baptized into Christ. He, because I could not pay it, gave my full redemption price. We now enter the Christmas season, and we celebrate with our family and friends this grand yet humble entrance of our God into his creation. May we also remember how this holy child grew up to be the sacrifice that saves each of us from destruction. That we are buried with him and raised new, clean, and God's own child in our baptism. And that we can now approach his altar and take into our mouths his life-giving body and blood for the strengthening of our faith and the forgiveness of our sins. Let us thank our Father in heaven for graciously sending his Son into the world. Thanks be to God that the Word became flesh. The light has come and vanquished the darkness so we might all live with him, the Father and the Holy Spirit, for all eternity. And this gift that we have been made children of God so that we will live forever is the gift that surpasses all other gifts. It is the gift that all the good gifts we receive, even the ones we don't really want, should point toward and remind us of, the gift of salvation. The Word has become flesh. The light has come and is still shining. The babe has been laid in the manger. Merry Christmas. Amen. Let us rise. Now may the grace of our incarnate Lord and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.